All right, Israel and Turkey have had severely strained relations over the past decade. Now, a movement in Turkey led by the influential author, lecturer, and television station owner Adnan Oktar is trying to improve those ties. A small delegation of Oktar's followers are currently in Israel, where they're holding meetings to advance the defense of Israel while promoting Muslim-Jewish cooperation to fight anti-Semitism, radicalism, and terrorism. ILTV's Steve Leibowitz met with Dr. Oktar Babuna, who said that as a devout Muslim, his group is trying to promote Islam as a peaceful religion.
Our relationship must get a lot better than before, because Israel is very, very important in the region. Alongside Muslims, Christians, we can live in peace in the Holy Land. Unbelievers also, all together you can. And you will definitely will exist until the hereafter. This is from the Quran, Islamic religion. Mr. Adnan Oktar and us are trying to spread these views based on the solid evidences from the Islamic religion to the entire world. The Jews have to exist alongside the Muslims and the Christians in Israel, and they will be independent state until the last day. So politicians are always convincible, because if you give powerful evidences why anti-Semitism against Islamic religion, because this government is an Islamic government, very close to Islam. Of course, they are liberal, but they have Muslim people. And by giving these powerful evidences from the Quran, they are being convinced, and our relations now getting better. In fact, our alliance is very crucial against ISIS, against PKK, against the terrorist organization in the region. They are a threat not only to Israel, but they are a threat to Turkey also.
Well, I think your message is very well received here in Israel. Israel would like to have closer alliances, strategic alliances with Turkey. How is your message received by your own government?
Actually, it is received well and better. As you might remember, there was from the governmental level, there was an statement against Zionism, anti-Zionist. It's like a crime of humanity. Mr. Adnan Oktar requested that if Zionism is the right of the Jewish people, the children of Israel, to live and exist in Israel as an independent state, to live in this land where their forefathers lived and they were buried, actually. This right is given in the Quran. So you cannot be against that if you're a Muslim. And there was another statement came, again, at the governmental level, stating that we will not utter any more words against our Israeli brothers, they said, at the governmental level. So they corrected this anti-Zionist statement right after Mr. Adnan Oktar requested. In 3 days, that was actually corrected. So, again, they are convincible people. Sometimes to gain popularity in the Muslim world, to get support, to gain political power, politicians do that. As you know, again, being against Israel, then the politicians gain political support, they gain popularity. It is wrong, but this is a fact which exists in the Muslim world. So, if you support Israel and their right of existence in Israel as a Muslim, then you are being accused to be supporting oppressors, racers, hegemony, and supporting people. That's terrible, but it is a fact. So we have to educate these people. Education, Mr. Adnan Oktar and us believe, is the most important issue to counter-educate against anti-Semitism. If anti-Semitism is a fact, then you counter-educate the people why anti-Semitism is unlawful against religion. Scientifically and logically, it is terrible. So it's a racist issue.
Dr. Oktar Babuna, thank you so much for being with us at ILTV.
I am very pleased and honored. And again, my shalom to the entire Israeli nation.
Beautiful.